Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview, and can you hear that? Of course you can. It's a beautiful noise with Lee Kernaghan. How are you, mate?
Hey, Ben, I'm great. Great to talk to you.
You know, I'm just so excited about this album. When I heard the single, I was just earth-shatteringly brilliant, and then when I heard the rest of the album, it was just phenomenal. This is like a totally game-changing album, and you've done it again.
Yeah, it was an intentional move to sort of change the direction and change the production. Originally, I was booked to fly to Nashville to record it over there, and I started working on Beautiful Noise, the V8 version, which was like a no-holes-barred rock kind of approach. And I liked the way it went. Yeah. And I thought, hey, why don't we just do the whole album that way, and why don't we make it here in Australia?
Well, you know, and I think that's one of the things that makes you such an amazing Australian country music artist is your passion for Australia. And not only recording it here in Australia, but having the songs and stories of our culture, of our people here. And I think you highlight that very, very well.
Yeah, well, that's the mission, to write songs about our generation, you know. People out there across the country, they're the inspiration. That's where the ideas come from. And I think also on this album, there's a lot more of my life on this. Like Bang Bang Shooting from the Heart. Yeah. You know, that's about falling in love with the girl who became my wife and the mother of my children, you know, Robbie. And, you know, there was a book out in Australia back in the late 90s when I met her, called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus.
Ah, yes,
and
yes.
It gave you a bit, see, I was single, I was looking to pick up chicks, and I thought, I better read this, you know, and it gave you all the rules, you know. Well, I broke all the rules when I met Robbie, and, I went bang, bang, and shot from the heart, and told her I was going to look after her for the rest of her life, and make all her dreams come true, you know.
Wow. So,
she believed me, thankfully.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the book I picked up was Emotional Intelligence, and mate, that's a hard slog. I think your Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus was a far better choice there. But it all comes down to picking the right girl, and you certainly have with Robbie. She's a ripper chick.
Yeah, no, she's a great girl, and she's done backing vocals on this album. She's written one of the songs, A New Kind of High, and done a duet with me on that one as well. So we really loved Making Fire and the music video clip, and so we wanted to do something on this record too.
Well, and everything you've done on this has taken your previous work, which was, again, fantastic, to a whole different level. And it astounds me every time you bring out an album how you can actually make it better than the last one.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a few sleepless nights wondering, you know, how are we going to come up with these songs? And on this record, I should have brought it out about a year ago, that just before it was time to go into the studio and cut it, I thought, you know what, I reckon I don't quite have the songs yet.
Yeah.
So hit the brakes probably 2-3 times, and then finally, yep, green light, we got the songs, go for it.
But, you know, that's what happens in a true creative process, you know. Only the artist knows when it's ready to be taken to the world and when it's ready to be released for everyone to hear. And it's certainly run like a bull out of the gates there.
There's some thumping stuff on there. We also experimented with a little bit more programming and layering on this record. Song like Ute Me and It's Only Country and what else we got there, like Party Town. There's elements of dance, hip-hop, pop, rock.
Now, you said hip-hop there.
Yeah.
Now, I've been speaking to Cowboy Troy in the US, and he's, you know, when you're in the Urban Dictionary for something, you know you've really made it, you know? And he's under hip-hop, and I'm hearing little bits of hip-hop come through there, which is the country version of hip-hop.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to hear an Australian do it. And do it really well.
We did it on Ute Me. So what do you call it again?
Hick hop.
Well, all I know is that when you're sitting in a Ute or a four wheel drive and you turn on Ute Me, those speakers go pump, pump, pump.
I love it. Well, the album is absolutely fantastic, and the tour that you're doing for the album is equally as amazing. And just quickly, touring with Dwight Yoakam. Yes. How earth-shatteringly brilliant is that?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun on the Dwight tour. I'm looking forward to meeting Dwight and, you know, just showing around our neck of the woods. He's a great artist. I grew up listening to his great records. He's been an influence on me and a whole bunch of other people. He kicked down the doors and in country as one of the new kids on the block back in the 80s and paved the way for Garth Brooks and Tim McGraw.
He can remember all of that. Last time I spoke to him, he was just amazing with dates and times and places. So he's got so many great stories to tell. I reckon you guys will have a fantastic time and a perfect match for the concert there as well. Can't wait to see it. So many exciting things happening in your world, Lee Kernaghan, but the big thing you need to do is to pick up this album, Beautiful Noise. You can get it from all record stores, or all good record stores anyway, and you can download it on iTunes as well, and you can check out the review on realcountrymix.com. Thank you very much, Lee.
Good evening, Ben.
Now let's go to this great video clip, Beautiful Noise. Here it is. Video clip, Beautiful Noise, and floating around here at Universal was some new members of the Lee Kernaghan band, the Wolf Brothers. G'day guys, how are you?
Hey, mate.
What a score, you know, what a hell of a gig.
Dream come true, mate. Dream come true, and you know, we've been listening to Lee's music for years, and yeah, we're honoured to be a part of it, mate. So it's going to be a great journey.
And you're up in the Big Smoke now, from Tassie.
Yeah, there's a first for everything, eh?
Well, we're the kings of Tasmania, so we're moving to new territory.
We've come over to expand our empire.
It's going to be great having the boys, playing with boys. We sort of christened the band at the Denny Youth Muster, which is a good place to do it. But the Wolf Brothers are actually going to be the opening act on the 2013 tour. So they got a legion of fans around Australia, and they've got a new album coming out in January. So it's going to be a lot of fun out there, isn't it, Phil?
It's going to be great.
And these guys have actually taken out a very, I don't know, I'd call it a prestigious position in my personal history. You guys were the first people that I ever followed on Instagram.
Really?
Wow. Well, there you go.
I think that's just a sign of things to come. What do you reckon?
Well, they tipped me onto Instagram today.
It's great fun, isn't it?
I just downloaded it today.
I was walking around when I first got it, trying to find things to take photos of. Yeah. You know, I think up there's a photo of the pizza I had for dinner.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a whole nother movement
as
well. That's right. I know. But, you know, there's a whole movement, and Instagram connecting people.
That's
and, you know, this way I can go to every single one of your gigs through Instagram. So that's great. So follow these guys on Instagram and find this fella on there as well. Social media, it's brilliant. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks,
by the way, I love your album as well, but you can buy that, of course, at the merch tent and Beautiful Noise as well from any of the gigs that these guys do. Check them out.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.